The oil trains in the upper Midwest typically carry crude from North Dakota or Canada on the way to refineries to the south and east. Explosions of the tanker cars have occurred in several locations, one as close to Wisconsin as Galena, Illinois. Many of the trains that head south through Wisconsin then wind their way through the rail hub of the Midwest, Chicago. This Burlington Northern Santa Fe train, pulling dozens of black tanker cars, slowly runs through Chicago's near west side, heading slightly downhill toward a curve. The day before, the train may have been in western Wisconsin. While for industry, the train noise may signify jobs and fuel for motorists, Dr. Laura Chamberlain hears danger.
What I hear when I hear these trains is very serious braking. They're going really slow right now, but it's very difficult to brake these trains, okay? And that's why when you see the derailment and the walls of fire, it's usually around turns.
Chamberlain is a family physician and with the group Frack Free Illinois. She says they'll be protesting oil trains tomorrow in Chicago at a convention of railroad executives. Tony Phillips also wants to get the freight carrier's attention. He says when the trains go by his trackside home, he takes note.
That's when my house shudders. You know, I can feel it in the ground. It's a slosh effect in the cars. And you, I can feel this oscillation.
With the number of oil trains dramatically on the increase over the last few years, people living near train tracks from Chicago to Superior have been speaking up. But at a hearing last month in Milwaukee, the railroad industry played down any danger. Herb Jones of Canadian Pacific says over time, the safety record of railroads is getting better.
Since 1980, the accident rates for railroads are down literally 80%. We're 99.997% of hazardous materials reach a destination without any kind of release of any kind.
But the Obama administration says it wants to drive down the risk even more.
The accidents involving crude and ethanol that have occurred, though, have shown us that 99.9% isn't enough. We have to strive for perfection.
That's U.S. DOT Secretary Anthony Fox this month announcing final federal rail tank car rules for the transportation of flammable liquids. Fox says it's a comprehensive approach that calls for enhanced braking systems, train speed limits, and strengthening of rail cars. But Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says some of the requirements won't be in place for months or years.
And meanwhile, Wisconsin is one of the most traveled states in terms of crude oil being transported by rail. And so we have communities and citizens who are quite anxious about this, and I agree with all of them that we need tougher action right now.
Baldwin says one thing that has to happen quickly is for oil companies to reduce the volatility of the crude, especially that extracted from the Bakken fields of North Dakota, before the oil trains roll toward the Midwest. The senator's recommendation is part of a bill she's co-sponsored, the Crude by Rail Safety Act. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.